In Arabic they say tashkiki. Hayat is also tashkiki. Tashkiki means it has got different levels. That is when they say tashkiki. Almost everything is tashkiki. Everything is subject to different levels. So when you look at hayat of different beings, you will see there is a different notion now that we can say comparing to an animal and a stone is dead, can't we? Because it has got less hayat, much less hayat. When it comes to animal and plant, can we say comparing a plant to an animal, that plant is dead? There is no hayat. Because that if we give hayat to that type of motions that an animal can have and the plant cannot have, then that plant can be called dead. I'm not saying it is dead. I'm only trying to tell you the notion of intensity of hayat. It is not dead. Plant is not dead. That's a comparative only discussion. But when it comes, it's the same thing between insan and haywan. The asar of wujud of insan is so much more that you can look at an animal like a dead body. Why dead? Again, dead in the sense that what asar of wujud it has, it gives our food. They give us the food. Of course, they are very important, but when it comes to perception and understanding, they are so much more limited than insan. So there is an intensity of hayat. There is an intensity of life, different intensities of life. So in that notion, when you look, then who can tell me what is death and what is hayat? What is death and hayat here? Or what is death and life? Sorry, I say one word English, one word Arabic.
So death, when we have no perception. Or somebody does not see.
This is when there is no perception. So, from every level of being, it is like that. We can say, from level of matter, because we know that this transformation is all the time being happened in the whole universe. Matter is being transformed into plant. So there is a death in the hayat of a matter to be transformed into a plant. Can you translate?
Yes.
Yes. I'll try. Life is when the things are organized in a certain pattern. And death is when they disperse random.
The planning and the systematic approach of a thing is disturbed with these death.
Thank you very much. I take that as a notion that I would like to think about it. That was a very wise statement. I will think about it and try to relate it to our discussion. Thank you very much. So, the life and death are a notion of perception and understanding. If you take the span, not only this material life. This is where the difference is made. If you take the span, not this material life. The whole, let's say from Qaws-e-Nuzul, when this thing starts to come down in this descending arc, and until when it comes, you know that insan in the Qaws-e-Nuzul, in descending arc, comes until it comes, it becomes a specimen, and then when it's put into womb of a woman, the ascending arc, insan starts the ascending arc. That's Qaws-e-Su'ud. That is where the Qaws-e-Su'ud starts. Right? So if you take it from there on infinity, because there is no, if you take it from when you go to Alam al-Barzakh and then you go to Alam al-Akh until we join Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you take that as the span, what is death and life mean? It becomes totally different meaning, because the default meaning of death we have is that we die from here and go to Barzakh. But if you take that span as one piece and you see that you're only changing from one place to another place, you're changing from one status to another status, then the death, meaning of the death becomes totally different. What would be the death in this notion? Death will be dying, annihilating in one status so that you can become alive in the higher status. Like us, before we have come to this world, we have been those four anasural arba'ah, those four
elements.
What is it? What are they? Water, fire, earth, wind. These are four anasural arba'ah. We have been in these forms. So we must have been dead in those forms so that we could have become, they could have become the food of a, for a person. Then they have, those food have gone to the, imagine, just imagine, for instance, just take the bread. The, all rest of the food are the same thing. Imagine the bread. Bread, see, please try to understand this, to comprehend this notion. Put aside all those old notions that we had about death and life. Understand that everything has got its own life. Life is not only what we have here. So when it comes, when a plant, when a wheat is grown, that wheat must go into what we call, we say in Farsi, Asyab, to milling factory, when they mill it, make it flour. So that wheat goes into such a pressure and dies in the state of wheat until it becomes flour. That flour, they mix it with water and some salt and this, they make, what is it, yeast?
Dough.
Dough.
Ajin.
Okay. Khamir. I don't know. Okay. That, they put that, that becomes like that. Then they put it in tanur, in oven to cook it. Right? When they put it there, you see that must go, that wheat, which become flour, must go now under such a huge heat and burns, totally goes out of that status of wheat, becomes something new, which is bread. See, this is all death in one stage, life in the next stage. That wheat died, became flour. Flour died, became bread. Bread, you eat it, and then that bread, when it goes to the process of digestion in your body, it dies, it becomes what? Becomes all those nutritional things in your blood which goes, circulates all around the body. It is a death going to a new life. Right? Now, so do you see the point?
Yes.
You have to ponder upon it. So that bread is no more bread. It's finished. When it went to the digestion system, digestive system of a body, the essence of it, the best or the cream of it goes to the blood. Those other things of it gets out of the body. Okay? That essence becomes part of the body. That becomes food. And from that nutritional things in the body, the specimen for men is made, and for women the egg is made. So you see how it is a still transformation. From wheat, how it has got transformed into a different thing. And when a husband and a wife, they marry, and then when they do nikah, a nutfah is being made. So that is from that state of a specimen is transformed into a nutfah. So you have seen, probably, I might have something here about it. You have seen that it goes from, these are four elements down, and then goes to human body, they eat it, and then they make a child, and that grows. We have spoken about this, that is ascending arc. So, if you see in any of those stages, there is a death, and there is a life. And in Quran, the ayah which is about the death, I can't remember in Arabic, but it says we have created death and life. It doesn't say we have created life and death. So, even before we have come to this earth, our death is created. So first our death is created, then our life is created. That is because we need death in every state so that we can get a life in a higher state. And you see, that is what is happening. That is also referred to in material world. It is called Harakat Jauhari. You all have heard this from, it is a notion of Mullah Sadra. Ali Agha, you have to again remind me of that English word. Transubstantial motion or Harakat al-Johari. Right? That is when, for instance, Alaykum As-Salaam. Salaam Alaykum. بر محمد و آل محمد صلوات اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد. You are coming in. Yes, salawat for Jafar. اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد. السلام علیکم. And salawat for Jafar. اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد. Anybody else is coming in? So from the time of producing nutfa, that it goes on and does harakat al-jawhari or transformation in universe of matter. So if you look at this, in every of these stages there is a death and there is a life. I have said that before, that this notion of we take and that Israel as the angel is created only for that very time that we go, we want to die from this universe of matter and go to the Alam Barzakh, it is not a right notion. And also Israfil, the one which gives Hayat, that the angel which creates Hayat, is not made for millions of years. Allah has kept him for that, so that in the day of resurrection he comes and blow into that whistle or whatever trumpet, so that Hayat is sought. No. In every seconds, every milliseconds, what they refer to, they say قوای اسرائیلیه and قوای اسرافیلیه, they are all the time working in the universe. All the time they are making death and they are making hayat as well. So when that cell is growing to become, to get splitted from one to two, Israel is working there and then as well. So it is dying from that stage of one cell, and Israfil is giving hayat to two cells. So remember, this, all the things that you know in this material life and those biology that you have learned, you have never been taught, and no one speaks of what is behind all these rules, how all these rules are working. You only know the rules. That means all these sciences is only explaining the relationships. They do not explain why and how it works. They do not explain how it functions, for instance, gravity, how it functions. It only tells you, you only learn that there is so much gravity, 9.84 kilo something, things like that. And you understand the relationships. But basically behind any material function, there is an angelic work. The work of Malaika is behind all the materialistic sciences. So, Komet, don't look at me like that. If you have any objection?
Okay.
And behind all the, especially, I know engineers and doctors may especially raise their brows, say, what the hell he's talking about? Where are the angels? Yes, behind all these material rules, angels are making them happen. If not, please, outside this class, come and explain me how things are working. Because if matter alone could have worked, why a body, dead body does not move even? So there is something in that body, mine, yours, hers, that makes that movement and hayat. So that means in the whole universe there is a ruh and a spirit. And those spirits, it's not only one spirit, I mean, they are referred to as angels, and angelic works are making these things happen. The moment you take these angels away from the material universe, it becomes like that dead body which is lying down there and does not make any movement. Is it clear? So, who can translate this in English? Qubay Israeliye. What do we refer to as Quba?
Strength.
No, not the strength. Potencies, maybe potencies is closer. Israeli potencies, and not Israeli of Gaza, those areas. Are you talking about Angel Israel, right? Israel, yeah. Israeli potencies and Israfili potencies. These two, they are all the time working in the whole universe. That means from an state of nutfa to an state of, I mean, a state of one cell to an state of two cells, Israel give them the death and Israfil is giving them hayat. From